We had learned on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph and here the Machloket. Abaye and Rabbe, what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold by a Sofik Mamzer. If a Sofik Mamzer is Mutter in Avadei Mamzeres, or a Sofik Mamzer is also Avadei Mamzeres. Abaye held Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Meikel. And he holds the Sofik Mamzer as Mutter Bavadi Mamzeres, and Rava held that he is Machmer. So now we're on the top of the Yomid. Omar Abaye Minoa Minalo. How do I know the Chol Sveike L'Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Kevadai Mashvilei? That Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov gives a Sofik Mamzer Adin of Avadei Mamzer. That means it's Mutter and Avadei Mamzer. The Sanya, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Oimer, Arei Shebo Al Noshim Harbei, a person was boiled a lot of Pnuyes, Ve'ein Yoideya Al Eze Mehembo. He hasn't the faintest idea which one he was boiled. So therefore, the children that are born from these 20 women, he hasn't the faintest idea which one is his child, or which one are his children. V'chein hi shebo oleo anoshim harbe. He have a woman that bo oleo anoshim harbe. She hasn't the faintest idea who is the Ve'ena yeidas me'eze mehem kiblo. And she hasn't the faintest idea from which Zohar, she was Nisaba. Nimtza ov Naisei Esbitoi. So this, such an hoga will bring about that a ov will be Naisei Esbitoi. He doesn't have the faintest idea which is Bitoi. V'och Naisei Esachoisoi. And the two brothers do not know that one is sister and brother. V'nismale kol ha'olam kulay mamzeirem. Al zeh nemar u'molo ha'oretz zima. So the lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, nismale kol ha'olam kulay mamzeirem, so let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, kiblo nisabro, nismale kol ha'olam kulay mamzeirem, misafik kori lehu mamzeirem. He calls them mamzerim, but not mamzerim, the Sofik mamzerim. So it would seem that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, a Sofik mamzer is equivalent to a Vaday mamzer. And therefore, Sofik mamzer is mutter to marry a Vaday mamzeres. The Rabbi Omaloch Ochikomal, Zu Mahi. That when it says umolo ha'oretz zima, zima it seems is roshei teves, zu mahi, that means it'll be sofik mamzerim. That's the zima that he means to say. So one cannot bring a raya from the loshen of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that a sofik mamzer is mutter bevadi mamzeres. Yes, Aral Kain, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. La Yisa Odom Isha b'medina zu. Before we were speaking about Znus, now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, La Yisa Odom Isha b'medina zu. V'yelech v'yisa Isha b'medina acheres. Shema yizdavgu ze lo ze, v'nimtzei och noisei es achoisa. Afilu with Nisuin also it could come out a kilku. If he's married to two women and two Medinas and one is unaware of the other, so it could come out Och Naisi Esachaisa. So the Gemara asks, Aini Vaharav ki ikla lidarchir. When Rav used to visit Darchir, Machiz Vaomar, Man Havya Lyoima. Is there a woman here that ask him to marry me for the days that I'm going to be here? Rav Nachman ki ikla l'shanchentziv, machiz v'oma man havel yoyme.
Now, these were like different either Ayores or different Medinas, and we see that they weren't chayish for this chshash of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that och noisei es achoisei. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbonon de Pkia Shemayu. So the Gemara says that by the Gedolei Rabbonon, so their names are famous. So Memele, a child that was born from Rav Nachman, had a sticker to it. This is Ben Rav Nachman, Bas Rav Nachman. So Memele, if the son would ever meet up with a daughter, they would realize that they're related, because this one is called Bas Rav Nachman and this one is called Ben Rav Nachman. So Memele, there's no chash. For Omar Rove, so now the Gemara asks, there's a different problem. Tavu uhali nose, if a person is teveya aisha, that she should get married to him. The nispaison, she was maskim to get married. So we are afraid that maybe this ritzui brought about dam chimut, that this brought about a ria of dam. Even though she was baidik herself and she didn't see it, but we're still chayish. And therefore, tzricha leishev shiva nekiyim. So she needs shiva nekiyim. We're chayish of a riyah. So we have a kasha, how was Rav and Rav Nachman permitted to be together with these noshim? So on this the Gemara answers two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara answers, Rabbonon shluchayu havi mishadri umaydilahu, that before they ever got married, used to send shluchim before, 7 days before. So there was a tavur linasi 7 days before. Salkaponim, when they came already, when Rav and Rav Nachman came, there was already shiva nekiyim. Biboy is aimer la rabbonin yichudi ba'alme hu de meyachti lohu. The rabbonin were only miyached these noshim. The mamar in edayme mishi yesh loy pas besaloy lemisha ein loy pas besaloy. Let us see Rashi. Nismali kolaylum kulam amzeirem misofik korilum amzeirem zumahi loshin sofik. Yes, sir, okay. Da filo hoche, da yedei nisuin habe, va dovo mefusem, goza rabbeleze ben Yaakov. Man habe li yoimi, mi chafeitze li nose li yomim, shes akiv ka, who is maskim to be married for the yomim that he's going to remain there. The pki kula alme bishmayu, that they're famous with their names, the Koirin Lebitoi al Shmoi. So Mamela, she's called Bas Rav Nachman, Bas Rav. Bim Yovoi Bnoi Mimoke Machma, Acha Yishma Shi Basovi Viyifroch. So Mamela, there's no Shash. So the Gemara asks, but there's another problem. How were they permitted to marry them? They need Shiva Nikiyim. Shema Machmas Chimut Pirsonido Bishoshen Ispaiso. So that the Gemara answers, Shluchayu Havi Mishadri, Shivi Yoimi Koidim Biyosam. 7 days before they came, they sent Shluchim. So it comes out, you need 7 days besides the day that she was Nisratze. So some of the day they came, that was the seventh day of the Nekiyim, which was the eighth day. And then she was table herself at night. Let us see Taisvis. Yehudi ba'alme havi miyachdi. They were miyachedem. V'yesh kan pas besaloi. There was a pas besaloi. Kivin she'im hoyoroitze hoyeboleo. If he wanted to, he could be boilho. V'kivin she'po'omim loy hoyoboleo. Loy mechamde v'loy chosye. Let us try to explain Tosfos. The chashash of dam chimud is chemde is only when someone yearns for something and is unable to have it. That is lesachmoy. That is dam chimud. They inform the women that they're not interested b'chlal in marrying them. The whole purpose is yichudi ba'al ma'avi miyachdi. That the only marrying them, that they should be permitted to be nisyached with them. That alone is, that's what they're interested in. So since the women were aware of this, so there was no chimud. There was no dam chimud on biyah because they didn't at all expect that there should be biyah. So mamele, so there was no reason to be chayish for dam chimud. Now Tosfos says im hoya roitze hoya boaleo, and if they wanted to, they could be boaleo. So what does this mean? So this means that there's a Meirah Dikir Taz in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. The Taz asks Akasha, how was Yehuda permitted with Tomo? How was Boyas permitted with Rus? Lochayre, there should have been this halacha. Tavuali Nosei, Tzicha Leishev Shiva Nekiyim. So the Taz says that the whole inyan of Dam Chimud is, as we mentioned before, when she is as yet not able to be with him, and she's chayme to be with him, then that could bring Dam Chimud. But if when he's teveya her, so there's no ikuv, then she's permitted to be with him right then and there, so there's no reason of Chimud, so there's no riyas Dam. So Memele, they never expected, so that was Lamaisa what they accomplished. They never expected to be Nibel, so the Nibel was a chimud for Biyah. And if Rav or Rav Nachman was interested to be Boilos, again there wasn't any chimud, there was Imo Bimito, so Memele, there's weiter no chimud. That's what Tosfos says, V'yesh kan pas besaloi. What did they accomplish? They accomplished that there's a pas besaloi. Kivin shimo yoroitze o yeboleo. If he wanted to, he would be able to be boilo. So that's a pas besaloi already. V'kivin shepo'omim loy ho yeboleo loy mechamdo. Because there never was a haftoche that there will be a bi. So there was no chimut. V'loy chozye. The iloy teimahochi. If you won't say this cheshbon, gam lishyachid avoso. So what is the teretz yichudei ba'al mahavi miyachdi? He wasn't boyula. He was only nisyachid with her. So, but he's not permitted to be nisyachid with her. If we are chayish for dam chimud, so yichud is also also. Kida'ama b'per kamadik subis. Gabi chosen impirso ishtoi nide hu yoshin bein anoshin vi ishtoi yishayne bein anoshin. So yichud is also also. Yichud isn't a teretz if she's taka also. So you have to say the way Tosfos explained that since they were only informed that the whole purpose is only litzairich yichud, so memele, so there was no chimud mitzad anoshin. Now, Tosfos in Masechtas Yume has a diuk on this pshat. that it should have said, li yechude ba'al mahave miyachti. That means that we asked Akasha, let us be afraid of dam chimut, that the noshim will be pirsa nida because of dam chimut. So the teretz is that the whole ishus was li yechude, letzeirech yechud. Why does it say yechude? The yechude is a little shvel. So Tosfos says that it says yechude to fa'em for another kasha. We had asked the Kashin that how are they permitted to marry an ish in another Medina, there might come out och noisei achoisei. So one teretz was that ki yishmaya, someone else, no problem. The Gemara Yehudi Ba'alm is another teretz now on that kasha. They never were boyalah. Yehudi Ba'alm ha'avi miyachdi. So the kasha doesn't start. That means the purpose of the Ishus was only it should be pas besaloi, but they were only, most of the times they weren't boyal them. So ma'amel, there's no problem. Now let us finish the Tosfos. Umishim noise ishim din acheres nami lekele meichish. Shim hoye ira shebo leven is abro. If this did occur, that he was by Yalom, he meant, oh, you may lira. Then he would take care of it. Then he would bring him back to his city. So in Mela, the Gemara is, this is a new teretz on the previous kasha. The kasha was, how is he permitted to marry an isha in another city, in another Medina? There might come, a kulkul might come out of this. So the Gemara answers, no, the purpose of the ishus was not l'shem biyit. The purpose of the ishus was yichudi ba'alme, and yichudi ba'alme ave miyachdet. The poyel, he was only misyachet with her. He wasn't boyel her most of the times. And Enoch and Ami, if he would have been boyel her, so then take, he would take her back to his city to make sure that there shouldn't be a kilkul of och neisei achoisei. Tana Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov oima lo yisa odom ishtoi vidaita isho vidaita legarsho. Stam, if she's not informed about it. Bishum shenema al tachosh al reyach o ro bu yoshev lo betach itoch. That you should not be mechashev ro on a friend and he's relying on you. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Sofik vi yovom shabo lachloik benichsei misne. We hear in the Mishnah that if a yovom was miyabim an och, the eishes ochiv, and he was miyabim her, let's say, a month and a half after the mace died, they had a child after 9 months. That's a suffix. Is this the Ben Horishain? Is this a Ben Teisha of the mace? Or is this a Ben Sheva from the Yova? So we had in the Mishnah, so the child is Taka Suffix. We don't know who the father is. So now the Gemara says, Sofik v'yovom shebo lachloik benichsei misna. Now what happens? The mace left over nechosim, and now the Sofik and the Yovom want to divide the nechosim. Who do these nechosim belong to? Sofik omar ano bar misnahu. The Sofik is tining. Not a tiny bori, but it's a tiny that's worthwhile tining. He's tining, I'm the son of the mace. So Memelev, I'm the son of the mace, so the nechosim belong to me. V'nichsi didiyu. V'yovam omar at b'roi didiyat. You're my son. So Memelev, you're my son, so you're not a Yerush in Gansan. I'm the Yerush. The less loch below midi, so you don't get anything. Benichsi. So the Gemara says, have a moment a mutl besofik. So this moment of the mace is mutl besofik. I don't know who we should give this. Is this a ben? Is this a ben hayavam? Is this the ben hamace or the ben hayavam? Moment a mutl besofik chilkim. What does Rashi say? Sofik ubnei yovam as. No, that's the next case. Momnavut was sofik, she'ein ze murzik vaze yesim. Is that one isn't more murzik than the other? Vim ze ben hameis, if the sofik is the ben hameis, ein le yovam ben klu. So the yovam doesn't have anything from it. Vim ben a yovam who. And if he's the son of the Yovam, ein loy behem klum, hilkach ein kamitz mechaveire, lahatel olavarai, no one is a muzik. So we say chilkim. Umomen amutl besofik chilkim. Afilu rabbonon de sumchis meidahochet. That means we have in Shas, in many places, a machloikis sumchis and the rabbonon. Sumchis holds momen amutl besofik chilkim, and the chachamim say amaitzim mechaveir olav araye. So the afilu rabbonon de sumchis meidoch lo shayach kan amaitzim mechaveir olav araye. She'ein ze murzik yoisim yisel. One isn't more murzik than the other. Ravi k'may halolu boim lirish, v'halolim boim lirish, tamo b'mishemeis diach loiko. There it is speaking about that nofel abayis olav v'al ishtoi, that a person and his wife were in a house, and the house collapsed on both of them. Now the shaila is, who died first? Now, if the wife died first, so the husband yarshin his wife, so memele, so the yershe habal get the nechosim, the nichsei ha'isha. If the husband died first, so memele, the yershe ha'isha get the nichsei ha'isha. So there, it's zebolirish for zebolirish. So the Gemara says, yachloiku. There's a very interesting rosh on this Gemara. I'd just like to explain the rosh the way Rabbi Chonon explains the rosh. The rosh has a moiridike kasha. We have over here the Sofik and the Yovam want to Yarshin the Nichsei Hameis. So the Rosh asks as follows. The Yovam is Avadai Yoirish. That means he's a brother Yarshins. If the Sofik is a son of the Meis, so he has a din k'time. So he's a Yoirish Kadol. He's a Yoirish that has a din k'time. But the brother's also a Yoirish. He's a Yoirish. Now, the Ben, if the Sofik is the Ben HaMeis, he's a Yoirish Kadol. If the Sofik is the son of the Yovam, he's not a Yoirish in Ganzen. How can he come and yarshin the mace? He's not a relative to the mace. The only way he yarshins the mace is when his father dies, so yarshins b'mishmos, he yarshins to his father. So yarshin, the two brothers, let's say if the Yovam and the mace, so if the Yovam dies, so the Yovam will yarshin bekever the mace, and the son will yarshin from the father. But Kozman the Yovam is alive, the son is Bechlal not a Yoirish. So let us be dumb. What is the Sofik in front of us? The Sofik is a Sofik Yoirish Kodum. Maybe he's the Ben Hameis, and he has a Din Kedime. Or maybe he's not a Yoirish in Ganzen. That's the Sofik. The brother is Zichar a Yoirish. The brother's a brother. Maybe you chaparai, maybe a Yerish Kodem, but the brother is zicher a Yerish, and the Sofik is a Sofik Yerish. So the Rosh asks, so you should say, ein Sofik maitzi midei vadai. So you, this is a vadai. I know he's a Yerish. The Sofik, I don't know bachlal if he's a Yerish. So we should say, ein Sofik maitzi midei vadai. This kasha is what the Rosh asks. So the Rosh says, So the Rosh says as follows. It is speaking about that the father of the mace is still alive.
The father.
Since the father of the mace is still alive, so the brother, the Yavam, can only yashin his brother only if there was a din yibum. That means if there is a din yibum, that means that the Sofik is really the son of the Yavam. So then the Yavam yarshens directly from the mace, als Yokim al Shem Ochiv Lenachlo, he yarshens directly from the mace. That is if there's a din yibum. If there is no din yibum, that means that the Sofik is really the son of the mace. If the Sofik is the son of the mace, so then the Yerish next on line is the father of the mace. And it seems the Rosh holds that the brother of the mace only yarshins through the father. So since the father is alive, so the Yavam, who's the brother of the mace, is only a Sofik Yerish. If the Sofik is the son of the mace, so then he's not a Yerish in Gansen, since the father is alive. If the Sofik is his son, so then he is the Yerish. So there is no Vada Yerish over here. So therefore we say, Yachloikum. Let us go further. Sofik ubnei yovam shebo lachloik benichse misno. Here we're speaking about that the Sofik and the children of the yovam want to divide the nechosim of the mace. Sofik oma, the Sofik says, ahu gavre bar misno. The Sofik says, I'm the son of the mace, and therefore he wants to take all the nechosim. V'nichsi didihu, the nechosim are mine. B'nei Yavam Omri, the children of the Yavam are saying, At acheinuak, you're our brother. U'monoso hu de'islach bahadon, and you have a chelik together with us. Let us say there are two sons from the Yavam. So now they're telling him that they're telling the Sofik, you are our brother, so we'll give you a third. That means the whole Zchus Yerusha in the Nichsei HaMeis comes through our father, and we are three sons, so each one of us will get a third. Sovo Rabbonon Kamei Derav Misharshi Lemeima Masnisini. So the Rabbonon wanted to tell Rav Misharshiye that this case is a Mishnah. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hu eina yoyresh oysom, veheim yorshim oysoy. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about as follows. You had two people, Reuben and Shimon, and there was noiled a Sofik. The Sofik was a Sofik ben Tisha leRuven, na Sofik ben Shiva leShimon. Now, Reuben died, and Shimon died. Reuben left over children, and Shimon left over children. Now the Sofik wants to come in Yarshin. The Sofik is either a child of Reuben, or is a child of Shimon. He's a child of one of the two. So the Mishnah says, "Hu eina yairish oisam." He, the Sofik, cannot yarshin any of them. He can't yarshin Reuben. He can't yarshin Shimon. He comes to the Bnei Reuben, and the Bnei Reuben tells him, "We're vaday yarshim of Reuben. We're vaday the sons of Reuben. You're a Sofik. We don't know if you're our brother. Maybe you're Shimon's son. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So you can't take from Reuben. He comes to the Bnei Shimon. They tell him the same Pisgim. They tell him, we're Vadai the Yerushim of Shimon. You're a Sofik Yerush of Shimon. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So who Eino Yerush Oysom? He cannot yarshin any of the two. He can't yarshin Reuben together with the Bnei Reuben. He can't yarshin Shimon together with the Bnei Shimon. V'heim yarshim oisai. But when the Safik dies, then all of a sudden, the Bnei Reuben and the Bnei Shimon come, they divide his nechasim. We're Safik brothers. So Mamela, they divide the nechasim. V'hoche ipche. And here will be the exact opposite. What will be the exact opposite? Because the Safik comes with a taina, mimonevshech, I have a chelik in the nichsei hameis. I'm the son of the meis, I have a chelik in the nichsei hameis. If I'm the son of the yavam, I also have a chelik in the nichsei hameis. I'm a yerish of the meis. You're a Safik if you're a yerish of the meis. So v'hochi ibche, so he'll be the exact opposite. That the Safik here is a Vadai Yerush, and the Bnei Ayovam are Safik Yerushim. Hosam Omri Lei, over there in the Mishnah, they tell him, I see Raya Ushkel. You bring a Raya that you're a son of Reuben. You bring a Raya that you're a son of Shimon, and then you'll be able to take. But in our case, he'll tell the Bnei Ayovim, you bring a raya that you're able, that I'm a Ben Ayovim. So bring a raya, I'm a Ben Ayovim, so then you'll be able to take. That's what the Talmidim wanted to tell Rav Mishashi. The Rabbonu lifnei Rav Mishashi wanted to tell Rav Mishashi. Omaluhu Rav Misharshie, mi domi, it is no comparison whatsoever. Hosom inhu vadai, in the case where the Safik wants the Yarshin together with the Bnei Reuben or with the Bnei Shimon, hosom inhu vadai, the Bnei Reuben are vadai Yershim of Reuben. The Bnei Shimon avada Yerushim of Shimon. The Ihu Safik, and he's a Safik Yerush. So there we say, Ein Safik Maitzim Yidei Vadai. Hoche Idi Ve'idi Safik. But in this case, both of them are Sveikis. The Safik is not avada Yerush, the Safik is a Safik Yerush. Why is it that way? Let us see in Rashi. Sofik ubnei yovo, asofik muzik behem b'yaisa. So Rashi is explaining what the Rabbonon held. The sofik zicha muzik in the nechosim. The mimonev shech islei schiye b'gavayu. Mimonev shech ikin yarsh in the nechosim. Either als ben hameis, or als ben ayovo. Avo bnei yovom shema eilam chelik behem. Maybe they don't have a chelik. Sheze ben rishinu. Maybe the Safik is the son of the rishinu. Vekuloi sheloi. Umishemochi sova rabbonu lemeima. Hainu masnisin bepeg noisim alanusa. This is a duplicate of that Mishnah. The Ktani we learned, Safik ben tisha lerishin. Safik ben shiva laachrin. Who lo yoyrish oison? He will not yarshin loize, not Reuven, veloize, and not Shimon. The bnei rishon matchu lo eitzel bnei achrin. The bnei Reuven tell him, listen, you're a Safik yoyrish. So memele, you can yarshin with us. Go and yarshin with the bnei Shimon. The bnei achrin eitzel bnei rishon. Vehem yoshim oisai ben shneim. But when the Safik dies, both of them will yarshin him. And here we'll say, Faker, do who muzik yaisa? He's more muzik than them. The hosam lahachi matchilei. Over there, why are they matchim? The omrilei aisi raya the chuna atushkel. There they tell him, bring us a raya that you're our brother. Bachinami omalohu hai aisi raya the chuchen anoshkulo. You bring a raya, I'm your brother, then you can take. You have to bring a raya. So the Gemara says, mi domi. Hosom inu vadai. Shein yoidin mikoyach mi hein boin lirish. That means, the Bnei Reuven, they know they're the Bnei Reuven. So they're vadai yershim of Reuven. Over in our case, idi v'idi sveikaninu. Shafilu hasofik ein toyin tainas vadai. The suffix doesn't taina tainas vadai. The eina yoideya mikoyach mihu bolirish. Mikoyach mihu bolirish. Now, pshat is as follows. The suffix is a suffix. That means, is he the son of the mace? So, that's one side. Or is he the son of the yavam? If he is the son of the yavam, so he yarshins from the yavam. He's the son of the mace, he yarshins from the mace. So when the suffix is coming to Tiny, he just says, I don't know, either let me yarshin. Is that a vadai yoirish of the mace? He's a suffix. Maybe he's a yoirish of the mace. Maybe he's a yoirish of the yavam. Now, if he's a yoirish of the yavam, so they tell him, no, we're also yoirishim of the yavam. So Mamela, we yarshin the same. He's not a vadai yoirish of the mace. In the case of the Mishnah over there, the Bnei Reuven, we're Yoshim of Reuven. Who are you? You're a Sofik Yerish of Reuven. So my mother ain't Sofik Meitzmi Dei Vadai. But over here, this Sofik is not a Vada Yerish of the Mace. Maybe I'm a Yerish of the Mace. Maybe I'm not a Yerish of the Mace. Maybe I'm a Yerish of the Yavo. So my mother say he's not a Vadai. Let us go further in the Gemara and we'll come back to Rashi. The Gemara says, "Ele idam yelemas nisin." If you want to find a case that is similar to that Mishnah, lahodam ye lesofik ubnei yovim shebo lachlik benichse yovim gufi. Oh, in such a case, if the sofik and the bnei yovim want to yarshin, then the yovim's nechosim. The Hosam Omri, like that is similar to the Mishnah Noisim Ala Nusa. The Bnei Yavam will tell them, we're Vada Yershim of the Yavam. You're a Sofik Yerish of the Yavam, so you can't get anything. Omri, like I see Raya, the Chuna Atushkoil. Then they'll tell them, you have to bring a Raya, you're our brother, and then you'll be able to take. Let us see Rashi. Benirse Yavam Gufe. Hosom mutuk me masnisen. There, that's similar to the Mishnah Noisim al Anusa. Do hu la yairish oisan. Do omri la yaisi raya ushkoil. Avo behide la el shneim sofik. But in the case, sofik ubnei yovam benichsei misne, both of them are sveikis. He doesn't know if he's a yairish of the mace. Is he a yairish of the yovam? The nire bein, so Rashi says, so what will the halacha be over there? The halacha will be as follows. The he manosa de kamoy delay shokel. That means, the bnei yavam, everyone is moide, that al koponim, a third of the nirsei amei sicha belongs to him, mimonavshech. So that chaylik, you'll sicha get a third. The idoch, now the other two thirds, Avi moment amutl besofik. So that's a moment amutl besofik. V'chelkim. Hu neite lachatzi, hu bein kula nachatzi. So he'll take half of that other two-thirds, and they'll take the other half of the other two-thirds. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sofik, u bnei yovom, shebo lachloik, benichse yovom, Lebosso de Polak Yovam Benichse Misne. Now, the case was as follows, that when the mace had died, so the Yovam and the Sofik divided up, let us be Megashim, the Inyan, and the Rashi says it this way, the mace was a poor person, and the Yovam was a wealthy person, so let us say for practical purposes, that the mace possessed $100 when he died, and the Yovam possessed $1,000 when he died. Fine. So now, when the mace died, so the Sofik came with the Yovam, what's going to be with the $100 of the mace? They divided it. So the Sofik took $50, the Yovam took $50. Fine. Now, the Yovam died. The Yovam died, so when the Yovam dies, he leaves over in his Yerusha $1,050. That's what he is. $1,000 was his own money. And the $50 which he had taken from the mace, he leaves over $1,050. So now, the Sofik comes to the Bnei HaYovam, and he tells the Bnei HaYovam like this, I'm your brother, so let's divide up the $1,000 in three chalokim. So he told him, no, bring me a raya that you're a brother. Fine, okay. So he say, I'm not a brother. So if I'm not your brother, so give me the $50, I'll kapon him. That's Tamazay not Yosh. The $50, the only reason your father took these $50 is because I'm your brother. Now you're telling me I'm asking to be your brother. Wonderful. I'll be your brother, we'll divide up the $1,000 in three chalokim. I'm not a brother, so don't keep the $50. You should keep $1,050. That's Tamazay not Yosh. The only reason that your father took $50 is because I was his son, because there's something maybe I was son. But if you're telling me that I'm not a son, so give me the $50. That is the Shaila and the Gemara. Sofik, ubnei Yovam, shebo lach loik benichse Yovam, lebosel de polag Yovam benichse misne. After the Yovam took already half of the nechosim of the mace, now, they want to divide up now the Nichse Yovam. B'nei Yovam Omri, I see Raya Dachuna Atushkel. So the B'nei Yovam tell him, you know, you want to Yarshan the Yovam? Bring a Raya, you're a brother. Cause mine don't bring a Raya, we're about the Yoshim, you're Sofik Yoshim, ain't Sofik made to me, they bother. Omalu Sofik, man of Sheikh, or man of Sheikh. If I'm your brother, hoveli monosa badaich, so let me take a chelik together with you. Ve'ibar misnano, but if you tell me I'm the son of the mace, a hoveli palgid the poligavuchem badoi, so give me, I'll kopon him the $50 that your father took, that you did with the $100 from the mace, we divided up the $100. So give me that half that he took. The only reason he took that half is because maybe I'm his son. So how could you keep $1,050? That's Tamazin not Yoshe. Rabbi Abba Omar Rav Komdine. Rabbi Abba Omar Rav said Komdine. No. There were two din Torahs. The first din Torah, we pass kindois. We'll see later what the sor is. The first din Torah, we pass kindois. Yachloiko. That's the first din Torah. That was finished already. Now we have a new din Torah. If you can yarshin from the Yavam. The first din Torah is Eiske Paskin already. Come din. That din remains. We will not reactivate the first din Torah. The first din Torah was already Eiske Paskin. And that, he got those $50, you got those $50. Now we have a new din Torah. Can you yarshin from the Yavam? And you can't yarshin from the Yavam. It's finished. You can't get anything. That's what Rav Abba said. Come din. Rabbi Yirmiya Oma Hodel Dine. No, you can't, we can't stop over here. We have to now be down the first in Torah. He's coming with a Mammon of Sheikh over here. He's coming with a Mammon of Sheikh. You should keep $1,050. Somebody doesn't have any pshat. So Memeila al Koponim, either give me $50 or give me a chaylik benichsi hayova. So we activate the first din Torah. So here we are, machloikis, Rab Abba says, kom dine, Rab Yirmiyah says, hoder dine. So the Gemara says, leime beplukte da admoin de rabbonon kemiflegi. So the Gemara says, lochayre de machloikis, of Rab Abba in Rab Yirmiyah is a machloikis tanoim of admoin de rabbon. Dichna, we learned a Mishnah as follows. Misha holach limdines hayom. A person went to Medina Sayom, va'avdoloi derech sadeyu, and he lost the derech that he had to get to his sada. Let us explain what the story was. The story was that a person had a field which was surrounded on all four sides by different fields. He was completely surrounded. He could not enter his field unless he goes through one of the fields. And he possessed a derech. He possessed a derech in one of the fields. He had bought it. He has a derech. He had a right to go through one of the fields. That was the story. Now, he went away to Medina Sayom. And he was there a long time. And when he came back, everyone forgot which field he had the derech in. The field on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south. We forgot which field he had the derech in. As Admon Omar, Yelech Bektzore. So Admon says, so we have to give him, he's had a derech. I mean, he has a right in one of the surrounding fields to go through. He has a derech. So we give him the shortest derech. The shortest derech we give him. We'll see as the Suya progresses what the machlokes is. The Chachamim say, no, you don't give him anything. Yikach loy derech b'meyemone. This person who has this middle field is in a terrible predicament. That means, real estate depends on demand. And he has a moiradik demand. He needs a right to get into a derech. So they can raise the price for a derech. They can ask from him meyemone. If you want to buy a derech, we'll sell you a derech for an outrageous price, meyamone. Oy, if you don't want to pay an outrageous price, is yifrach bavel. So you just get a helicopter, and no problem. And that's how you'll get to your field. But if you want to go through our fields, you have to give us an outrageous price. That's what the Chachamim said. Vavinem bole rabonon, Shapir koma admoy. Now the Gemara and the Havamina understood that all the surrounding fields belong to one person. They belong to one person. So Memele, so the Gemara, so we asked, what's the sfor of the Rabbonon? Admoy is 100% right. He, listen, all these, he has a derech on one of your fields. So Admon said, very good, Yelech Biktzore, that the shortest derech you have to give him. And Meitz Mechaber Ovarai, you can't give him the biggest derech, Abba Al Kaponim, that Zichah, he possesses a derech, so give him a Rav Yehuda Amarav. And Rav Yehuda Amarav said, Hoche b'mayeskinon, ki goyim shikifu arbo b'nei odom me arbo luchis. It's speaking about that on all four sides, the fields belong to four different people. So the Gemara says, so he has four din Torahs with four different people. Each person he goes to, they tell him, who says that you have a derech by me? I'm waiting to make a berry all of a riot. So the Gemara says, "Ihochi my time with the Admain." So what's Pshat Admain? So forget the Chachamim are right. That means no one is mechuyev to give him a derech. Each to each, Baal Hasod is going to. They tell him, "Who says you have a derech by me? I'm waiting to make a berry all of a riot. If you want, I'll sell you a derech for an outrageous price. If you want, if you don't want, so that's your outlook." So what's the case? That means if it's speaking about that all the fields that surround them belong to one person, then Admon is right. If it's speaking about that the surrounding fields belong to four different people, so then the Chachamim are right. So what's the machloikis? So Rav said as follows, Ba'arbo da'osu mikoyach arbo. If before he was surrounded by four different fields, and now he's also surrounded by four different owners, that means each ruach is a different owner. And now let's say those owners sold it to four other different owners. Or va'arbo da'osu mikoyachad. Or if four owners purchased it from one person, kula almeloi pligi demotzi matchilei. So then everyone agrees to the chachamim. That means now when he came back from Medina Siyam, he has a dilemma. On each side of him there's a different owner. He can't come with a tainus vadai. I have a derech by you, because who says you have a derech by me? So I'm meitz mechaber el avarai. No, ki pligi bechad da'osi mikoyach arbo. The machloikis is bechad da'osi mikoyach arbo. That means one person purchased the field from the four different owners. Before there were four different owners. And now one person purchased this field from all the four owners. Ad mainsova motze omalei mikol mokim darki gaboch. The admin holds, now, Baruch Hashem, that now I only have one owner to deal with. So he comes over to this owner and he tells his owner, listen, all these fields belong to you. That's 100% zicher that in one of these fields I have a derech. So, Darki Gaboch, you have to give me a derech. I have a derech by you. You have to give me a derech. Give me the shortest one. Oh, but you have to give me a derech. That's for sure. I have a derech by you. The Rabbonon Savri, and the Rabbonon hold, the Omre lay, that this Yochi tells him, Ishaskis Shaskis, if you'll be quiet is good. V'iloi mahadalne shtore lemorayu. I'll return. That means you want to take advantage from me now. That means before when it belonged to four different people, you didn't have nothing but to say. You were fafalon. You didn't have. You couldn't mon your derech from any one of them because there were four different owners. Now you want to take advantage from me because I bought all the fields. So he tells him, either keep quiet or don't mourn anything from me. V'loi madalne shtore lemorayu. I'll sell back the fields to the previous owners. V'loi motzis lishtuye dino bahadayu. And then you won't have anything to say. So you won't have, don't take advantage from me. Because if you want to take advantage, I can create the previous situation by returning the shtores to the previous owners, and then you don't have anything. So don't take advantage from me. Now, l'chayre, the Gemara and the Havamin understood the machloikis of Admoin in the Chachomim is, do we say kom dine or hoder dine? That means like this. Admoin held, even though kol zman, the sodeis belong to four different people, so the psak was, ameitz mechaber olavarai, he didn't have a derech. The psak was, you don't have a derech, finished. But the minute the matzav changes, now all the fields belong to one owner, so now we make now a new din Torah. What was before was before. Before you schlept all four to din Torah, or you would have schlept all four to din Torah, the psak would be yamaitz mechaver all the varai. You don't have any right to a derech. But now, Now it's a new din Torah. Now this is a new cheshbon over here. Memonav shech darki gabo. So memela now will make a new din Torah. So you have to go and give him a derech. So admin holds hoder dine. The rabbonon hold kom dine. The rabbonon said, listen, don't take advantage of me. The psak was amaytzi mechaveri olavarai. That was the psak. You didn't have a derech. So your schusim do not change by that which I bought the soda from them. So memele, it's weiter. The status is like the way it was before. It doesn't change. Come dine. Let us see Rashi. Lebosor de polag yovom im sofik benichsei misne. After the yovom divided with the sofik benichsei misne, kedamor leil bechelki. So then the yovom died, and now the sofik wants to be chaylik with the bnei yovom. And he tells them as follows, if I'm your brother, so give me a chelik together with you. I took half of the nechosim of the mace. Oh, don't worry about it. Madalna lechu alpad. I'll give it back to you. No problem. V'nachle kakil b'shove. Now we'll divide everything shove b'shove. Benichse rishen, benichse ha'achin. And that what he's so cooperative. Chagoyin shayu nichse ha'yovim erubim v'oviv mo'otim. That the yovim had, the nechosim of the yovim were much more than the nechosim of his father. So Memele, the Sofik is very cooperative, he'll give back those $50, and let's divide everything Shava Bishava. So Rab Abba said, Kom Dine, Acher Shenase Din Benichse Hameis. Since the Din was Oiske Paskin, Benichse Hameis, Ein ze yocher lachzer ula'arelev. You can't bring up the din again. That was gepaskent already. In the nichse ameis, we had a psak. Yachloiku. That's finished. That din teir is over with. Now, we have a new din teir. Mashu shoyel benichse ayovom. A new din teir. Omrilei aysiraya. We tell them aysiraya. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, hoder dine. No. We now retroactively we go back to the first din Torah. Umahadle palge de nichse misna. We'll give him half of the nichse ameis. Oy palle kulo nichse mishove. Va'avda derech sadeyu shahoisa sadeyu mukefes misadeis achayus. Va'hoyu loy derech al achas min haruches. He had a derech on one of the ruches. Va'avda. How do you lose a derech? Sheshokhu al ezem in aruches hay. So everyone forgot on which side he had the derech. So Admin says, Yelech b'ktzore. Yitnu b'neim derech tzore. L'kama meforish lo. In b'neim, in the middle of these fields, you give him the shortest derech. So the Gemara says, Shaper koma admoin, the kasalke daite, sheikifei odam echod mikol ruchoysov, that one person that surrounded him, the Omar, so he comes to this makiv, uche gabeyu, my derech is by you. Abob neyodom, the chol chad vechad matchilei. Ta'osu mikoyach arbo shabon onoshim mochum la'elu. So the Gemara says, Ishaskis, v'layala olecho bedomim yikor. So Rashi says, Pshat in the Chachomim. We'll see this in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Pshat in the Chachomim, that what the Chachomim say? The Chachomim say that I'm not interested in giving you a derech, and if you want, I'll return, and if you're going to complain, I'll return the shtoreis to the previous bialik. So Rashi had a kasha, this nikif has nothing to lose. So he says, you're threatening me that when you return it, then I won't mourn from you. Now you owe me a derech. You're telling me you have a koyach to return it. If you'll return it, then you'll return it. Because, man, you don't return it, I'm mourning from you a derech. So therefore, Rashi said, pshat, that the echod, the yochid, is telling him as follows, I'll make a deal with you. I won't give you a derech for free. That's not. I'll give you a derech for a normal price. And if you don't want that, you're going to be oimed al adin that you want a derech for free. So then I'll go and return. I'll return the shtoris to the previous owners. And then you won't have a derech period. And then you'll have to buy it for me a moment. So it's worthwhile for you to make a pshara with me and buy it for a normal price than to stick to your guns and demand I should give you a free derech, because if you do that, I'll return it to the previous owners and then you won't have anything.